Good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. and you're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And joining me in the studio, I have a couple of folks from the Sitka Domestic Violence Task Force, Chris Washko and Martina Kurzer. Welcome to Morning Edition.
Good morning.
Thanks for having us.
Well, you're here to talk about an event that's happening this evening, 6:30 to 8 p.m. at St. Peter's by the Sea House. And this is a community conversation around domestic violence, different than a formal training, a conversation. Chris, can you tell us about why that difference is important to the task force?
Right. Well, I guess the task force has been discussing a lot lately about how to make conversations about domestic violence and sexual assault a little more accessible or approachable or comfortable for the community to get involved with. So aside from formal advocacy trainings and the many interventions and programming that's going on in town, how can we engage community members in learning more, being more aware, and being able to find a place to see a role in being a bystander and understanding and stepping up and making some change in the community over a longer period?
So you'll be offering these conversations quarterly. This is the pilot, the first one. We'll see how it goes. You'll ask for some feedback from participants. Who would you love to see walk through those doors?
That is a very good and also very difficult question. Maybe it is a very easy question because we know that every other woman, one out of two in Sitka, have experienced domestic violence or any other form of interpersonal violence. That means everyone knows at least one. And so this is ideally for, I mean, it's very difficult to say for everyone, but everyone will sooner or later, as soon as they have reached adult age, a juror be called in for jury duty. And this this event or this series of events we are planning was actually triggered by a very desperate appeal from one of our members who just retired from office at the district attorney. And she said, "Oh, the people don't really understand what domestic violence is. They think it's two partners, a couple, beating each other up, or one beating each other up. That's what they think. And there are all these mostly women who say, well, I'm not a victim of domestic violence. He never beats me. That is something we want to correct some knowledge, because there are so many other forms of domestic violence, emotional abuse, economic abuse, to call it, to say a few. And we need to clarify that because it affects everyone in this community.
Chris, do you have anything to add to that question?
Yeah, I mean, the definition is just so broad. Control issues, intimidation, stalking, and what those definitions used to mean to us 15, 20 years ago is not really an accurate understanding of how we are impacted, how so many of us are impacted, I guess, by relationships that have these power differentials and control issues that can and do lead to all sorts of violence, which is not just physical.
You know, it seems like you're looking to build an evolving conversation in this community as our understanding of DV and family violence and interpersonal violence evolves. So too should our conversation as a community. Friends, neighbors, family members, coworkers,
employers, yeah.
They should all, you know, the really interesting angle for me, which you brought up, Martina, was the criminal justice angle. Exactly. So even if you don't see yourself as a friend, a coworker, a neighbor of someone who might be experiencing domestic violence, or if you yourself, you can't imagine yourself experiencing domestic violence, even from the justice, the standpoint of the courtroom, if the folks sitting on the jury don't have an understanding, a nuanced understanding of these issues, how can they critically assess the case that's before them?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely correct.
Well, you know, Chris, I'd like to talk to you a bit about why you are on the Domestic Violence Task Force. It's been about 2 years, and what compelled you to join?
Sure. Well, my career has been in student affairs at the university level, housing, student activities, student welfare, and aside from working with some grants and community groups about keeping students well and safe and having resources available to them, when I relocated to Sitka about 2 years ago, you know, there's been a much larger charge for the university systems because of Title IX to make sure that we are educating, preventing, preparing, and then connecting our students with resources in the community. So there was definitely a need to make sure that UAS Sitka was connected with SAFE for our students' sake. But also it just happened that, you know, a couple months after I got here that their annual advocacy training was happening, and that was a 40-hour training I hadn't yet participated in and thought that would be a wonderful resource. And after that, I just said, well, how else can I stay involved in this effort?
And as a person involved in universities for a while in student life, you've seen your fair share of domestic violence as it presents in many different forms.
Absolutely. I mean, between family housing and child abuse, child neglect, there's relationship violence, there's roommate violence, there's home life issues, control issues, economic control issues, stalking, intimidation, cyber issues, and people are just not quite aware that there are so many warning signs and indicators. We said before, you might not see yourself as someone who is closely tied to anyone with domestic violence, but chances are almost guaranteed that you are. And you might not know what you're seeing, and you might not know what these warning signs are, and helping a person understand how they're being controlled or manipulated or intimidated or abused in so many different ways.
So perception could be a barrier to someone choosing to attend a conversation like this. What might be some other barriers?
Well, having children that you need to take to bed at 6:30 at night, and we are happy that we can provide childcare.
Mm-hmm. And it's a hard topic.
Yeah, and that is the number one. It is a hard and painful topic, particularly to those who have some kind of experience with it. And it's difficult to talk about it. However, as a community, we cannot look away. We have a responsibility. And I'm very grateful for this collaboration with Chris and UAS, because we have had events for the clothesline where survivors of violence decorated T-shirts that we then displayed all over town, and we had film screenings at UAS, and so this is a very wonderful partnership.
Well, to demystify this a little bit for folks considering attending the conversation tonight, what will it look like when they walk through the doors of the Sea House?
They will see a cluster of tables and a kind of comfortable environment, and hopefully they will see people they know and, you know, can already engage in a little side conversation. And then when we start, I will talk a little bit, and then we will shift gears, and participants will be asked to talk in, you know, with one other person and discuss what they just heard, what stuck out of that little presentation, and then we have a group feedback, and then we have a next little instructional unit and repeat this process.
And as Martina said, there'll be some snacks. Childcare will be provided to let the kids go upstairs.
Very important.
Parents can engage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have refreshments, fruit and baked goods, and tea and coffee.
Refreshments and childcare, the mm-hmm. two most important factors to get someone to attend an event in Sitka. Okay, well, if anyone's interested in finding out more about the task force, how can they contact you?
They can call me at SAFE, 747-3370, and probably Chris.
Mm-hmm, 747-7703.
Okay, well, we're just about out of time. Any closing thoughts you'd like to share?
Yeah, we are looking forward to this, because we hope it is a start to a fruitful conversation that that is another approach to change opinions and hearts in this community. So this is the start.
And embolden people over time to feel a little more equipped, to be less of a passive bystander, to make some change.
Wonderful. Well, thank you both so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
We've been speaking with Chris Washko and Martina Kurzer, both from the Sitka Domestic Violence Task Force. The community conversation's happening tonight, 6:30 to 8 p.m. at St. Peter's by the Sea House.